Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, it's a new name. For a long time, I called this program Talk to a Pastor. And it still is Talk to a Pastor. I have a listener call-in line where you can call. But it's also Shedding Shackles, because that's my hope. That's my purpose for being here, to help people to shed the shackles of the past. Shackles are like chains. How many people are tied down by unhappy memories and resentments and angers and things that happen? They call it unfinished business. Okay? So there has to be a way that you can move forward without having the past impinge on the present. See, there has to be a way of doing that. And then there has to be a way of looking at what happened in the past without getting upset again, okay? Where you can see it and let it go. Now, there is a way. Do you remember Christ said that he came to set people free? And he said, whoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Well, he wasn't kidding. Okay, he can really do it, but most people have something that's blocking them from finding what he has. Something is blocking. Okay, so let's talk about that, shall we? This is going to be an excellent program. We're going to have some calls coming in too, so be sure to listen up carefully. And I want to mention right now, just so I don't forget, the whole program is half an hour long. Some of you are just getting the 15-minute program. If you're getting the 15-minute program, then you must go to our archives, to my website, so you can listen to the whole 30 minutes, because inevitably the second half of the program is where I go into more in-depth solutions to the problems that people have. So let's get started. Now, here's the main problem that people have. It is that they're lost between their ears. And it's getting worse. More and more people are lost in thinking, lost in thinking about what just happened or what they're going to do or what they're going to eat, or thinking about what somebody said or why did they say that, and or worrying about the future. See? And if they're not doing that, then they're just trying to escape into some sort of thinking to escape from reality, because reality for them has become confusing and painful. Okay? Well, the problem is that reality can also be beautiful and simple and clear. In fact, that's where God is. He's in reality. Maybe you never thought of it this way, so this might be a good way for me to make a little point that you can, that will help you to see. God lives in reality. And if you're having trouble finding God, okay, if you feel he's not near, okay, then it's because you're not living in reality. You're living in your daydreams, your thoughts, your fantasies, trying to figure things out, worrying, or reminiscing about the past, or reliving the past. See, or things that assist in fantasy, that assist us to be lost in thinking, like drugs or marijuana or alcohol, or you see? And there are other things that help people to hide in thinking or hide in fantasy, and that would be like getting lost in texting or getting lost in video games or surfing the internet or getting lost in music. See, all of these things tend to pull you into a daydream world that is not reality. And remember what they said, a lot of things we worry about never happen anyway. So it'd be best to get out of your fantasies and back to reality where God is.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know, wordlessly, within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio, or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Yes, I'm very grateful to Sharon for calling and being honest. See, a lot of us, we don't know about some things. We'd like to know, but we're not sure. And I say that you shouldn't believe something just because somebody says so. No matter how many degrees they have on the wall, and no matter how clever they are, or how many robes they have on, or whatever. Okay, you should be able to see for yourself. See if it's really true. They say that truth is self-evident. You should be able to see for yourself. See, that's what God wants. He wants people to know for themselves, to see for themselves, and that's why he gives us our intuition. And I'll talk about that more. But first, I would like to take a call again, and this is from Ashley, who called in on the listener call-in line, and it's a prayer request. And please listen very carefully to this so that you might also pray for Ashley and her family.
Hi, this is Ashley, and actually, I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that's fine. The city I'm calling from is Bedville. My stepdad committed suicide, and I struggle with that, knowing if he went to heaven. I believe he did. He was very, very sick man. The tornado has taken my fiance's whole building and home. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. We're trying. I have a six-year-old that he needs all the prayers right now he can get. All other family members that are sick. We also have two more suicides in the family, which was my stepfather's dad and my uncle. So we went to Chicago. And I'm just at my end's wits, and like, I haven't lost faith in God, and I'm trying to keep as much faith as I can. I could go on with the things that has happened with just in the past 4 years, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity. Me and my fiance's families do not clash. They argue, and it's causing the only person I have and the only person he has to understand and love one another.
Ashley, you certainly will be in my prayers and in the prayers of people who are listening now. And I would like to say this, and that is that, remember earlier I was talking about how life becomes complicated, and like you said, negative, and you would like to get rid of the negativity. Like I said earlier, reality, okay, could be very sweet and very simple. But in order to find it, you have to get out of your thinking, because our thoughts tend to become negative. If you stop to think about it, what's negative about people and why they do foolish things and make mistakes and so on, is because they get lost in thinking and they get confused by their thinking, and their thinking is very negative and it leads them to mistakes. If they came back to reality, okay, where the birds are singing, then they would see that it's not so bad. So I'm going to talk about this after the break some more. Those of you who are getting the 15-minute program, please go to our archives so you can listen to the whole 30 minutes. Got a comment or a question? Did you hear something that moved you on this program? Then call our listener call-in line and leave a message. I listen to all the messages, and some of the calls might even find their way onto the radio. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Yes, life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn to get out of your thinking and come back to the present where God is. Let's talk about it. Now, there's no question that most people's lives become negative and confused and sometimes chaotic, and things happen. And how does this occur? Well, first of all, a lot of times we're dragged into, we are in situations that are not of our own making. You know, you can't help the family that you were born into, or you can't help what city you live in, or what's happening in the economy. You can't help any of those things. And so all around you are people who are confused and misguided. See, they too are lost between their ears, and they pay attention to their tricky imagination and to thoughts and to ideas, you know, floating around that they tend to buy into. They don't know how to counter those ideas, so they think, well, maybe that's right. Then they buy into the ideas, and if you look carefully, you'll see most of them are very negative. A lot of the ideas out there are negative. And if they're positive, then they're not a true positive. They're just palliative, you know, trying to put a nice face on things, you know, like a card. Somebody gives you a card and says nice things on it, but, you know, it's not the solution, okay? So the solution, of course, is getting closer to God. So anyway, and life, our lives sometimes become, like I said, have some negativity in them and some confusion. And the other thing is that during the time that we are lost in our thoughts, because you see, everything out there and everybody out there is always tempting you to get lost in your thoughts. See, whether it's music or marijuana, or whether it's entertainment, or whether it's school where they tell you to study, to look for answers in thinking. And they're always trying to get you into your thoughts, to be lost in thoughts. I'm not saying that thinking is wrong. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that thinking should flow from understanding. It should flow from what you know in your heart. It should flow from intuition, which is wordless. Okay? So, if you were to let's say, for example, that someone were to get my meditation. Let's say they were ready for it. They wanted real answers. And somehow they knew that there is good and there is truth. And they have a suspicion, they may not be sure, but they have a suspicion at least that God exists. And they want to find the real answers and find the purpose for life and find out where they've been going wrong. Okay, so with that kind of an attitude, and they're willing to admit mistakes, if they see in God's light, if they should see that they've made some boo-boos, then they're willing to admit it, okay, even though it's not pleasant, it's a little painful, but they're willing to admit it. Well, with that kind of an attitude, if they got the meditation, it would certainly help. And what the meditation does, the little meditation that I have made, it helps you get out of thought. It helps you stand back from thought. So you're not lost in thought anymore, but you're the observer of thought. See, that's very important. It's very important. And the example I always give, it's like when you go to a movie. There's two ways of going to the movie theater and watching a movie. The wrong way, which is what most people do, and the right way. The wrong way is to get totally lost in the movie. So lost in the movie that you forget who you are. You identify with people in the movie. You're totally caught up in it. Okay, that's the wrong way. You're totally oblivious then to what's happening around you. The right way to watch a movie is to have just a little bit of mental distance. So you can watch the movie, okay, but you're also aware of yourself sitting in the chair and your hands are on the, you know, on the chair and you're aware of people around you and there's somebody eating popcorn. And that way you're in the moment. You're not totally lost in the movie. And that way somebody can't sneak up on you and pickpocket your purse or something, see? Well, that's the way you have to have, the attitude you have to have toward your thoughts, where you can be apart from thoughts instead of being lost in the thoughts. And then most of the negativity will be gone because it comes through our imagination, whereas God is very positive, and He's in reality, and He shines a light upon things. He doesn't talk to us with words, but He shines a light upon things and makes everything clear.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer, or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. With the help of the meditation, then you would come up to reality. And instead of being totally lost in thoughts, lost in texting, lost in emotions, lost in experiences, you'd have a little bit of objectivity. Okay? Now, some people come upon it naturally. I remember I knew a man. Perhaps you know someone like this. He was a very nice man. The more difficult things became, the tougher the situation was, the calmer he became. He became calmer and calmer. And even though other people maybe were getting upset and becoming emotional and everything, he became calmer. And it wasn't that he was suppressing emotions. It was something that was like a gift that he had to become calm. Okay? And I'll never forget, too, I heard one time of a little girl who was home and then somebody came in the house, and then they were trying to do something bad, and she went and hid. She was just like 2 years old or something, but she knew to hide. She went and hid in the closet, and she remained very quiet. And she waited until everything was over, and then she came out. And see, she knew, she became calm. Instead of getting all upset and crying and running around, she knew what she, something gave her guidance, and she was safe. And so what you need is that kind of guidance, and it comes from God, and it comes by way of intuition. Okay, it comes by way of intuition. And so that's what you need to find. So if you got the meditation and you began to come up and out of your nightmares and your daymares and all the negativity down there back to the present, okay, well, you would see two things. You know, it's like coming up to the surface of the water. Let's say you're under the water and it's all dark and everything. Then when you come up to the surface of the water and you break through it, there's the blue sky and there's the sunshine. It's beautiful, okay? So you would see two things at the same time. When you came up out of your thinking, you would come up into the beautiful light of God's present, okay? And His light would be there. And then you would begin to see, okay? You would begin to see things as they are, and you would look around you and you would see people confused and hurting and people not knowing what to do and making mistakes. And you would also see people cheating and lying and using each other. And you would see that, okay? But it wouldn't upset you because you would be seeing it in God's light. In other words, His light would be there showing you. You would see it in His light. And you would have a sense that His light is there from Him. And He wants you to see it, okay? He wants you to see that, okay? And that was what you were a part of. And that's what you were becoming. See, the world was getting into you and it was changing you to become just like those people on the outside that were all confused and doing wrong things, or even bad people doing wrong things. See, but you were never totally bad inside, but you began to do bad things because the suggestions and negativity that came in, see, was pushing you in that direction. So now you see all of that, okay, and it's kind of sad to see that and so on, and it's unfortunate, but now you have some objectivity, and so you see that. But then you also see that God's light is there showing you, and you see that it doesn't have to be that way, okay? It doesn't have to be that way for you, because now you see the error. Once upon a time, you didn't know any better, but now you're beginning to know better. So now you can live in God's light. And you go out in the world with this little bit of objectivity, a little bit of mental distance, okay? And you can still be a mom or a dad or go about your business working and having recreation and all these things, okay? But just not so emotional anymore, not so much deeply involved in it. And so now you have this, like a beautiful strain of music always accompanying you. God's inner light is there. So now you live in God's reality. The birds are singing. The sky is blue, okay? And then you see that other people are misguided and making mistakes. But you know what else you see? You also see that you don't hate them anymore. Now you realize they're not doing it on purpose. They can't help themselves, okay? They can't help themselves. So now you don't hate them anymore. Once upon a time, you hated them. See, you thought they were doing mean things on purpose. But now you see that they can't help themselves, so you have compassion for them. And so things begin to sort themselves out for you. You begin to see the way things are. You begin to go the right way instead of the wrong way. You stop being so reactive. You become more composed. and more centered. And life begins to have purpose. See? And every day you see a little bit of the negativity, but now you see it objectivity, and then it goes away. Okay? And every day you draw a little closer to God, and life is sweet. If you'd like to try the meditation, I have a free version of it. It's called The Free Meditation, and you can find it at www.thefreemeditation.com. That's thefreemeditation.com. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to sheddingshackles.com. and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit sheddingshackles.com. I certainly hope you enjoyed today's program. Go to the radio archives and you can listen to the whole program again and again. You'll hear something new and something more profound each time. And don't forget, I have over 500 YouTube video lectures talking about this topic and many, many others. I also have written some books. You can preview them for free on Amazon. So please take advantage of the resources. And listen in again next time also, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.